Charlotte Beers, the advertising executive who was hired to burnish the U.S. image abroad, resigned her job at the State Department this week, citing health reasons. Beers developed, among other things, a TV ad campaign to promote the United States in Arab and Muslim countries. One ad featured American Muslims extolling the virtues of living in the United States.
America is a land of opportunity, of equality. We are happy to live here as Muslims and preserve our faith.
Whether you can actually market a country is something Steve Silver thinks about. He's co-author of an article called Selling Brand America, which appeared in the Journal of Business Strategy. Silver created a model of values people associate with the United States, but in order to promote those values, Silver says, you need to address positive and negative associations, including foreign policy.
In fact, what we're saying is that foreign policy is integral to the entire task of brand management, and that, in fact, that is one of the shortcomings of what has been done to date, that it really was just seen as a communications exercise with policy having been developed elsewhere. Brand management done properly would include, in this case, the decisions on that policy.
You know, I guess we have to talk about the fact that we're discussing this on a weekend when really the entire world is holding its breath for the moment that the United States may go to war against Iraq. In the face of that, it just seems like all the marketing techniques in the world can do nothing.
Certainly it is a very, very serious time. And I think this is really a topic to think about with a very, very long-term time frame. Building a brand in the business world takes years and years to do. And certainly a brand as complicated as America, this is a decades-long task. If we take an approach like the one that we've described, and if we commit to it over a longer period of time, we can really influence and have an impact in how America is perceived around the world.
And what do you think Brand America should stand for?
The aspects of America that we found connected most are the core values of what we believe in as a society, freedom and economic opportunity and democracy.
And who exactly are you selling Brand America to?
In the business world, a lot of time is wasted spending money marketing brands to people who will never buy them. I think we have been spending too much time focused on the heads of governments in the Arab Muslim world or the elites, and I don't think that is who the target is. I also don't think the target are those who've lost hope in their own future. So rather, it's that middle tier of people who still believe there is some opportunity for them to improve their own lives, but are not necessarily those of means in the Arab and Muslim world.
One other concern, criticism I'd like to hear you address, and that is that I think many people would say the very notion of calling America a brand or thinking of this complicated, complex country with its amazing history as a brand is offensive.
I don't think people should think about it that way. I believe we are in a very serious battle of ideas right now. A lot of the success of the war on terror, in fact, will be determined by whether we are able to win that battle. I think if done properly and thinking about brands in their broadest sense, you would engage in thinking about all aspects of what we are as a society and think about how we can best represent ourselves in the world at large, including potentially changing some decisions that we might have otherwise made, given what it is we come to learn about how other people view us.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Thanks, Lynn.
Steve Silver is an independent marketing consultant and the co-author of Selling Brand America, which appeared in the Journal of Business Strategy.